Hi everyone, it's Jason and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, March 26th, and we wound up the weekend on a nice note. Much better than Saturday where we had wind and drizzling sideways. It was just miserable Saturday, but today we had the sun out, the breeze subsided, and temperatures got into the 60s in many places. It really felt good outside. Now, the area of high pressure that's responsible for today's nice weather is going to be moving to our north and east. So it's going to be overhead tonight. That'll allow for some radiational cooling. We'll see lows dropping down anywhere from the mid-40s in New York City to the low 30s in eastern Suffolk. And then Monday, this is going to be offshore. We're going to watch low pressure make its way into the lower Ohio Valley, probably to about the latitude of West Virginia, before redeveloping right along the coast. So this is going to result in increasing clouds and some rain late in the day. Highs are probably going to make it into the mid to upper 50s, but we're looking for a 60% chance of rain after about 3 o'clock. And that'll be accompanied again by a brisk easterly wind. Now, overnight, Monday night, we'll have some of the steadiest of the rain, and we'll wind up not really drying out fully on Tuesday. We're going to have lots of low-level moisture lingering around because the system is moving more east than north, and we do have a short wave moving through. So Tuesday, we'll call it mostly cloudy. Have a 20% chance of showers really at either end of the day. Could have from the leftovers of the coastal storm in the morning or the short wave in the afternoon. Highs will be in the low 50s, but then temperatures are going to drop down into the mid-30s Tuesday night. And we're going to see high pressure dominate from the west on Wednesday. So we're looking for mostly sunny and seasonable conditions. Highs will be in the low 50s. Then we're going to see lows drop back into the mid-30s. We're going to see a cold front move through very late Wednesday night. And that's going to make Thursday actually be a little bit below average. Lots of sunshine, cobalt blue skies, but highs are going to be confined to just the upper 40s. And we'll see lows in the upper 30s. Then we're going to watch the next storm developing to our west on Friday. Likely see some showers late in the day with the warm front. There are still some details to be ironed out with this system, but looks like highs will make it into the upper 50s and stay steady overnight. Now, it doesn't appear right now that the warm front is going to make it through. It looks like it's going to stay south of the area on Saturday. And that, if that verifies, would keep us completely ensconced in cloud cover with a 70% chance of rain through the day and temperatures just in the middle 50s. Now, we'll see lows in the low 40s Saturday night as the cold front swings through. And then Sunday, we'll call it variably cloudy and windy behind this system. It'll be a few degrees cooler. Highs will be in the low 50s and lows will be in the mid 40s. So, fortunately, one thing that we're not going to have this week in and around New York City and Long Island is a tornado threat, but we do need to talk about what took place in the southeast over Friday. So we would be remiss if we did not talk about some of the events this past Friday night in Mississippi and Alabama. We did have a rare tornado emergency issued, which is the most serious of the watches and warning products that can be issued with regards to tornadoes. We had one in particular in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. This tornado killed more than 24 people and decimated a number of towns in a track that was more than 100 miles long. This storm also moved into Alabama, where another person was indeed killed. So, that town has a population just under 20,000 people. Such tragedy. And you can see this on the drone footage. These were also night tornadoes, which makes them especially deadly because they can't be easily seen and many people are sleeping. This was a purely residential area. Now, the National Weather Service office in Jackson has given this a preliminary rating of EF4. So that means it had winds of at least 166 miles per hour, well over the threshold for a Category 5 hurricane. And last time there was an EF4 tornado in Mississippi was April 19th of 2020 in St. Paul, Mississippi. So this storm that we've been talking about traveled northeast and eventually a second tornado dropped out of the same cell near the town of Amory. And that storm then moved into Alabama and Tennessee, where it spawned even more tornadoes. But Rolling Fork really did take the brunt of this in particular. You can see it again, as I said, on the aerial footage. We've posted some of that to Patreon and to the Facebook page. There is also a state of disaster now declared for the relevant counties in Mississippi. So, I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC in Long Island, and now on Patreon at JC Weather.